أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. After Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses the Quraysh of Makkah and obviously the whole ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, that your sahib, your companion, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not an insane person. He lived in your midst for 40 years. For 40 years you called him Al-Amin, Al-Sadiq. For 40 years you had known his truthfulness. You had known the caliber of person he was. You had testified to his character. You knew his honesty. You knew everything about him. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him for revelation. And all he does is he recites the revelation of Allah to you. And now you call him an insane person. You call him a mad person. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ, your sahib, your companion, the person whom you had been acquainted to, you had known for all these years, is not insane. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, and certainly he had seen him at the horizon that was quite open and manifest. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shortly after revelation had started, he had seen Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam in his very original form. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates this. We discussed the details in Surah An-Najm. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it more, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an acquaintance with Hazrat Jibreel. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him, and this message was brought from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salam to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِظَنِينَ, and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not niggardly, he was not miserly with regards to the unseen, with regards to the message of the unseen. That this message that had come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed every bit of message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey to the ummah. He had not practiced upon any miserliness. He was not stingy with regards to the information that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had charged him with to convey to this ummah. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually making reference to the people that would say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a fortune teller. A fortune teller, first of all, he would not have all the information. Whatever information he would have will be adulterated, it will be contaminated, and then he would not give information until and unless you do not fix the fee. You do not pay him for it. He is not prepared to give you the information. But this is not the case with my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and this Qur'an, this kitab, is not the word of Shaitan the accursed. This is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they used to say that the Shaitan comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he infiltrates his thoughts into the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu min dalik. Fa'ayna tadhhabun, where are you going? In which direction are you going? Here is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has remained in your midst. He has brought you this message. Where are you leaving this kitab? And where are you going to? Why are you looking for the different reasons not to accept him? Why looking for different concepts? Why are you now ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. Certainly it is an advice lil alameen, for the whole of mankind, that this kitab, this Quran is not just for a selected handful, but it is for the whole world, it is for the whole creation, the whole universe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. But amongst them, liman sha'a minkum an yastaqim, for that person from amongst you that desires to walk the straight path, that person that desires to walk the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path that is straight, that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person will derive benefit from this kitab, the Quran, and from the words and the verses of the Quran. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. And you cannot desire but the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. Some narrations has it that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يَسْتَقِيمَ, that this Quran is for that person that desires to walk the straight path, then Abu Jahl began to make some statements that, okay, we'll decide whether we want to desire this or we do not want to desire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, that your desire is nothing but with the desire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.